Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Parliament resumes after a week's adjournment at 2 on Tuesday, ahead of the budget on Thursday. It'll be the fourth from Bill English as National's Finance Minister, but more later in the programme. First, over to Rhys Lyon for a rundown on the only select committee that was open to the public this week.
Meeting at the Novotel at Auckland Airport, the Commerce Committee heard submissions on a bill that amends several consumer laws, one of which is the Fair Trading Act, which requires companies to provide accurate information on product labels. That was something New Zealand wine growers representative Christy Mackay saw problems with when applied to claims on wine labels.
We support the Fair Trading Act's current level of protection in relation to general claims, but in terms of that florid language that's on the back of the wine label, we don't see how those could be substantiated.
Ms. Mackay described that wine label language.
This typically is quite sort of lyrical in nature and will describe the soils or the specific terroir, the particular vintage context, you know, this was a stunning year. These claims are the ones that are particularly difficult, in our view, to substantiate.
Ms. Mackay explained further.
How, for example, can a producer substantiate that the chalky soil of the vineyard has contributed to the austere nature of a particular wine? Or if a wine's unique terroir is described, how can that then be proved?
But Ms. Mackay did support the intent of the Fair Trading Act.
We are strongly supportive of the principle that all claims should not be false, misleading or deceptive. However, we're only supportive of a mechanism which would require substantiation in relation to specific categories of high-risk claim.
Ms. Mackay explained what that meant.
There isn't currently any sort of common understanding of what terms like sustainability or organics mean. So I think if you did require specific substantiation of those claims, then that would actually clear up some confusion in the market.
New Zealand Wine Growers Advocacy Manager Christy Mackay. Another part of the wide-ranging consumer law reform bill would put in place stronger requirements for couriers and freighters to accurately deliver goods. That was something that left Freightways Managing Director Dean Bracewell scratching his head.
Our real issue with this whole thing is that we should not be here, because there is no problem that exists. We've made submissions through the policy development phase. We've met with the ministry and other ministers that have been involved in this thing. And all the way through the process, we've said, where is the issue? Please provide some quantifiable data that tells us what the issue is. And that's a real concern for us, that, you know, we've been put through this process because someone is on a whim or has a perception that is completely inaccurate for what the industry is all about.
Mr. Bracewell described a meeting he had had with ministry officials.
And I challenged them at the meeting, where has this come from? Where has this issue come from? And the answer was, well, there was an article on Fair Go last year, and we've seen a few things on the Trade Me message board. That is not quantifiable data. There's a huge amount of volume. There is no issue. And I thought that we only make new laws when an issue actually existed.
Freightways Managing Director Dean Bracewell. And yet another aspect of the bill would provide safeguards to people who buy dodgy cars. But vehicle trader Graham McDonald said there was a simpler solution to the problem.
The way to solve it is to have a properly worded disclaimer within the auction process. If the vehicle is being sold by a trader, then a disclaimer is shown up when a person goes to bid for the vehicle that they are aware of the terms and conditions. But I think the genuine auction listings on Trade Me should be allowed to continue, especially for the trade, finance companies and others, to be able to dispose of vehicles at no risk to themselves.
Mr. McDonald said consumers would still have legal rights.
Don't forget, the Fair Trading Act is still going to cover the consumer in the event that I misrepresent the vehicle. I can't tell you that the vehicle is brand new condition and it turns out to be a bucket of bolts.
Vehicle trader Graham McDonald making a submission on the Consumer Law Reform Bill to the Commerce Committee. The bill is due to be reported back to the House by August 9.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Now back to the budget and what the government's leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, said in response to this question from his Labour shadow.
The Honourable Trevor Mallard.
Just to help members planning for Budget Day, other than the revenue matter that's been flagged by the other Associate Minister of Health, to do with tobacco. Is there any other legislation that the government's planning to take through, or I'm not asking for names, but should members be planning for other legislation to be taken through all stages following the budget in Thursday fortnight?
The Honourable Leader of the House.
Mr Speaker, budgets always contain a significant amount of legislation in them. Should there be a need for the House to go into longer hours, it would be notified on Tuesday the 22nd of May.
And that's when they'll be back at the start of another two-week sitting period. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.